This is TWiT.
We constantly hear about reported scenarios where cloud services and sometimes security firms can make small mistakes and leak out or lose data. And so the question is, why do we trust them so much? Well, it's been reported recently that a top security firm and purveyor of anti-malware detection services woke up to a pretty darn bad report about a massive vulnerability in their flagship product. The report came out of a leak, included data which covers a wide range of confidential data, including customer credentials, financial records, among other sensitive files. Based on research done by security firm Direct Defense, the discovery was inherently basically an inherited flaw leading into their anti-malware product offered by Carbon Black. Carbon Black is a U.S.-based company that supplies security products to nearly a third of the largest 100 public and privately held companies in the U.S. This kind of reminds me a bit of the net when Sandra Bullock was exposing gatekeeper software. But Carbon Black actually specializes in something called endpoint detection, and it's a endpoint detection and response, or EDR. And it's a term for security tools that detect and investigate suspicious activity on networked endpoints such as mobile devices and laptops and desktops. So the data collected on potential threats is aggregated into a central location in the cloud for further analysis to help grow and inform the platform's threat intelligence capabilities. Well, as Direct Defense points out, the data is actually sent up to a cloud service for scanning, and cloud-based multi-scanners often operate as for-profit business, which means companies or even governments can pay for the service, and they can access the scanners and the data on them. So this seems kind of weird because if companies are sending their data up to get scanned and other people can access it, that's almost a weird loophole in their system here. So how did Carbon Black actually respond? Well, in their blog post, Carbon Black CTO and co-founder Michael Viscuso claims that the data discovered by the researchers was available to due to clients having turned on and off by default function that allows them to share files with the cloud-based multi-scanner for threat analysis. Wait a second. So it's okay that the data was leaked because to the highest bidder because the service was off by default. I don't get what he's saying there, but that's the confusing thing. So what does this lead to? This leads to the question. There's a lot of security firms out there. There's lots of startups that are coming up. They offer this level of security. Hey, use us and we're more secure. And this is what we secure. We secure your endpoint technology. We secure your device. We secure that. But why do we trust them so much if they are more error prone to things like this? You know, what's next? I guess that's the question. Cheever, what is it about the security firms that we should be trusting? Which one should we be trusting? I guess the question would be a better question.
You know, I'm sorry. They're humans. Humans make mistakes. And if we're thinking anyone, no matter how big a corporation or how small a corporation they are, is never going to make a mistake. Have I got a deal on a bridge for you? You know, that's the bottom line. We've gone away. A lot of the attitude, let's put it that way. A lot of the attitudes about having others check your work, the whole concept of peer review has really and truly started going away. I don't know what this is. You know, we used to have a saying in the industry, trust but test. And I don't see that anymore. Why, Emily, yeah, I know there's FDIC protection, but why don't we have a more rigorous checks and balance system? I think the companies that I'm willing to trust are the ones that are willing to do a trust but verify and do peer review. A lot of people trust InfoWorld Magazine because for the longest time, we could not make an article public until it was reviewed by at least two other editors in different segments. You know, you had to have a peer review. And that whole thing is a lot of people trust academics because we do peer review. Maybe security firms need to think that they need to bring peer review back into every process, not just algorithms.
Right. Right. You know, it's interesting. Emily Strange in the chat room actually brought it up. I think she has the next great startup idea to make millions of dollars here is, you know, there needs to be maybe an insurance company of some type that offers insurance when your data is leaked, or maybe even when security firms kind of let you down. In fact, she even talks about there should be some kind of FDIC protection. You know, that's a little bit shooting for it, for saying that the government should protect it, but saying that maybe some startup, you can, you know, pay for some insurance, or maybe it comes with some of your insurance claims that you can actually get security for this types of things. So that might be an interesting take on it, maybe a new business. I did want to talk about some of these other companies. Like, so for instance, this past year, there's been a ton of breaches. One was called OneLogin, which is a San Francisco-based company that allows users to manage their logins and multi-sites through a cloud-based platform. They actually were breached, and I think their sign-on identity management system was breached, where there's over 2,000 companies in 44 countries and 300 apps. I think a threat actor obtained their access to their AWS keys, as well as the, you know, people can access their API by using that. I guess DocuSign, I think back in May, customers, I don't know if we didn't really talk about this, we probably should, but they were actually breached, and customer and users were targeted by a malware phishing attack. That was not very reported very widely, but that actually affected me. I was using DocuSign at the time, and I got a bunch of emails, strange emails at that. I guess question back, you know, is what else can we do here? It's to keep data safe. I think obviously Emily Strange brought up this idea, but is there really anything else other than maybe to put our trust into these systems and just say, you know, like you said, people are human. We put our trust in them. We use these password management services. We put our trust in them, saying, hey, we use one master pass. Everything else is encrypted. You know, is there really anything else that we need to be doing here that will keep our data safe?
You know, I have no magic bullets for you, dude. I keep hoping, you know, the science fiction will swing into the rescue and say, oh, we've got something so convenient that, you know, when someone tries to access your confidential information, you have some sort of automatic process that understands you, you know, Jarvis or something, saying, yes, that's cool. And, oh, by the way, Mr. Stark, I'm not sure about this. Do you want to approve this before I let it go? You know, something, I don't know, science fiction. Come on, someone dream something up and let's implement it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we definitely need a Jarvis. I need a Jarvis every day, so I can tell you that.